Talk about the global warming. I think God's trying to create a global loving climate or a global warming in the things of God. And when you create a climate, you can create a hostile climate or you can create a hospitable climate. Similar words, aren't they? Hostility, hospitality. So similar in their makeup, so opposite in their expression and in the impact. Talked about impact, Joyce, that people are having on you. The impact that hostility has or hospitality has. So we got some other pictures here of, well, both really. I was amazed on Thursday afternoon, we drove the kids back. We'd been to the Horniman Museum and we drove the kids back into Peckham. And there was such an incredible police presence. I've never seen anything like it. There were 8 armoured police vans along by Consort Road. As we were coming to Peckham Park, there was an armoured car came down and there were police on every corner. I was intimidated. I thought, what's going on? But it was fine. Maybe because of that police presence, nothing happened. It was very inhospitable. But then on Friday I was driving back from somewhere. I dropped someone off, I think. And I was coming along Queen's Road. And I looked round and there was loads of police everywhere again. But then on the side of the corner outside a shop, this policeman was there and he had one of his old-fashioned helmets on. And by blowing like that, he could lift the front of his helmet up. And he had a bunch of kids in front of him. And he had people in the shop in front of him. And he was amusing them with his party trick. And I thought, wow. Marcy, what did you see in the square?
Yeah.
So a kite flyer, middle of Peckham Square, a friendly policeman, a Poundland wall. Melanie here creating a pizza. That's a good. And there's the clear up in Clapham, I think. And there's a hostility as well with that line of police. What climate do we create as a community, as a church, also as individuals in our lives? I want us to just get into little groups of 4 or 5. And we're going to do this together. Kids can do it too. Young people can do it too. We're going to be together today. Just get together in groups 4 or 5. If you don't know each other, introduce by each other by name. Samuel, you need to go with Sandra. Go with your wife. Just for 10 minutes. Okay. I want to look at some scriptures together and just draw from them about creating climates of hospitality or creating climates of hostility. I want Mary, maybe your group can look at Psalm 55. You can't all look at all of them, there's too many. Mary, if your group looks at Psalm 55. Peter, if your group looks at Psalm 59, 1-8. Joseph and Laureen, if your group looks at Psalm 84, 1-12. Ola, if your group looks at Mark 6, 32-44. Samuel and Winifred, if your group looks at Psalm 55. And this group, if you look at Mark 6, 32-44. As you look at these passages, they're passages that are in the newsletter. There's questions in the newsletter. What are the forces in get involved in these passages? Hospitable forces, hostile forces. In Psalm 55, what are some of the destructive forces at work in the city? Are these images of hospitality or hostility? What makes them so? So just look at the passages. Think about the hostility, the hospitality. See what lies behind them. I'm going to have some feedback in a bit. Think about the activities, the feelings, the qualities, the outcomes, the actions. Do you need to go? Driving. You're right, Aaron. You're right. Good. Good boy. Don't agree. Lovely. I always get hope from Dante. Another few minutes going through, just. Yeah.
Oh, wow, what is that? You can have that if you like. I don't know where it's from. Again. Okay. I don't know. You can have it if you like, or you put it back on the table. Yeah. Thanks, Aaron. Thank you.
Okay, one more minute, and we come back together. Okay, your discussions are ranging, but let's bring the fruit of our discussions back together a bit. Someone want to be a scribe? Who likes writing? No one likes writing. Do you want to? Yeah. Do you mind? Okay, just we want to get some feedback from the discussions you've been having and the application or identification of some of the feelings and situations that arise in Scripture that are expressed in some of these Scripture references. So who's looking at Psalm 55? What did you come up with from Psalm 55? Can we just spend some time listening to one another now, and then we can add our own comments as and when we go through. Mary. What kind of feeling? Good feeling or bad feeling?
Mixed feelings.
There were mixed feelings and a plea to God. Yep. Okay, in verse 3, they're telling God what the enemy is doing to the world.
Verse 4, God begin to get angry people. And I would think that there is a part in there that you see like the group of die. Like Elijah, when everything surrounded him, he felt as if he could go away and die.
So you're overwhelmed.
He felt that way.
Like London felt overwhelmed. I think Mr. Johnson felt overwhelmed this week. Another one. Confusion and fear, which have led to the question why. And that's been two qualities and a question that's been on the lips of many during these last few days. Right. Says to God, confuse them.
Yeah.
Confuse the wicked.
Yeah.
Okay. So lots of qualities there that are similar to some of the things we've had this week. So group at the back, did you do Psalm 55? Two to five hostility. If you've got Psalm 55, people, let's have a look. Okay. Is that Psalm 55, yeah? Yeah. So you've got the hostility and the hospitality aspects in both together. Yeah? That was Psalm 55 again. Got both aspects. Two to five, talking about the hostility, the fear and the trembling and the anguish. What does the guy, in verse 6, what does the guy want to do? He wants to escape. How many of you have wanted to be out of London this week? A lot of you wanted to be out of London. Oh, he says, if only I had the wings of the dove, I'd fly away. I'd go and live in the country. When we went to Godstone Farm, Tyrese asked me, can we all come and live here? So that we won't have any trouble. He's 8. Oh, that we could go and live somewhere that's peaceful, is the cry. Because living in a hostile situation is hard. Any other things from Psalm 55? Okay, I think Psalm 55 verses 9 to 11 are so relevant and applicable to the situation this week. Destructive forces are at work in the city. I wanted to ask, what are those destructive forces? Let's name them. Huh? But the forces that are underneath the outward expressions, unemployment, government, racism, feeling not belonging, disowned. These are the words I want to hear this morning. Racism. Unemployment, disempowerment, disfranchised, hopelessness, despair. Right. dissatisfaction with things as they are. Destructive forces. That phrase, sorry? Lack of love. What's the opposite of love? Hate. There's been hatred, we've seen, and anger and violence displayed. Selfishness. Godlessness. Godlessness. Lack of morality. Contempt. Pad racist. Yep, that's good. So all of those things. When I read destructive forces in verse 11, that's an amazing phrase. Marcia used the word forces when we were singing Above All Powers. Because forces are not just things that you see. Forces are unseen things. And there are positive forces and there are negative forces. There are good forces and there are bad forces. There's God's forces and there's the enemy's forces. And we believe in a God who has conquered and overcome all those forces. But there are still destructive forces at work in the streets. That's why prayer and worship and fellowship and coming together are so important. Because they come against the destructive forces that are present in the streets around us. And by coming together to worship, to praise, to pray, to have fun together, to enjoy together, we're coming against those forces. Destructive forces. Sorry, time's moving on. Let's move to Psalm 59. If you haven't got it, have a quick look at Psalm 59, 1 to 8. Who did that? Okay, quick pricey of what you thought or felt. David in a hostile situation. Right. Supposed to forgive them and be nice. Okay. Isn't who thinks that, who would pray this prayer with David? God sort my enemies out. Rather than God forgive my enemies and help them to become nice people. Because sometimes we get a bit Christian about all this. What do you think, Diane? Sort my enemy out, yeah. Hands up if you had prayed to God, sort your enemy out. Yeah? Yeah, I think there's a time and a place. If we hadn't sorted Hitler out, we might all be speaking German today. So there's a time and a place. It only takes good people to do nothing for evil to overcome. Yeah? Good people to do nothing but sit in their churches singing songs. Only takes that for evil to overcome our streets of Peckham. There's time to pray. God, sort these things out. Sort these issues out. If there's badness, let that badness be addressed by whatever means. Anything else? I love Psalm 50-59 where it says, it's so like this week. It says, the dog, they return at evening snarling like dogs and prowl about the city. It just sums up what's been happening. They prowl around the city. They've been prowling around the city, haven't they? The hostility. It's what the enemy does. Prowls around the city. Because what does that create? What kind of climate does that prowling create? A climate of fear. A climate of fear and intimidation. Tuesday afternoon, we took the kids to Godson Farm, had a wonderful day. 2 o'clock, we started receiving phone calls from worried parents. The police are out. They're going to be out again. Are you going to get back all right? I don't know, really, to be honest. And I understood the fear, but I didn't know. All we could do was pray. And we did pray, and God brought us back. And we thank God there was restraint on the streets from Tuesday onwards. There was restraint. Gloat over those who slander me. Yeah. Indeed. And we thank God for that. But prayer, our weapon. Prayer for protection, prayer for provision. Sorry, time's going. Hey, Psalm 84. Who had Psalm 84? What's Psalm 84 about? Hostility or hospitality? Sorry? Yeah, we don't have much time. We read it at the beginning. Is it about hospitality or hostility or what are the feelings in it? What images does it bring up? Hospitality. The hospitality of God's house. The hospitality of God's house. But if you look in verse 6, there's a hostile environment mentioned. The Valley of Baca is a hostile environment to human life. It's a dry place, it's an arid place, it's a desert place. Yeah. What do God's people do as they pass through this hostile environment? Now, verse 6. What do God's people do? What do they bring? They make it a place of springs. They bring transformation. They bring transformation because of what they carry with them. As God's people, we're not here just to wander through this world. We are here to make a positive difference by our very presence in the places where we are. God's people brought refreshment and they make it a place of springs where it was a place of hostility to human life. Psalm 84 is beautiful. Sorry, quick. Mark 6. Who had Mark 6? Yeah. Yeah, cool, lovely. Right. Very good, Veronica. Thank you for that summary. Amen. Yeah. Are the government going to be hospitable? Jesus played the host, didn't he? Jesus played the host. The disciples would have liked to, but they didn't have the means. They didn't have the faith. And so Jesus wanted to be hospitable. It was in an inhospitable place. If you look at the verse 32, I think, it says it's a solitary place. It's a wilderness place. It's a desert place. There's nothing there. And so these people had come and they'd heard Jesus. And Jesus wanted to feed them. He wanted to be host. He wanted to provide for their needs in that wilderness place. And so he was able to use the food of one of his guests. When people come to be your guests, they bring all sorts of things with them. Some bring inner gifts, some bring outer gifts. This little boy had brought his packed lunch. And Jesus was able to use this gift that one of the guests had brought. And Jesus was able to use it to be able to provide good hospitality to everyone in that crowd. 5,000 men plus the women and children. Hospitality. Hospitality that welcomes people, that receives people as they are, that blesses people with protection from danger, with provision for their needs, and enables them to come together without fear and without need. So Mark 6 is about hospitality in an inhospitable place. And Marcy, you've done a good job. You've done a brilliant job. I'm going to type these things up and put them in next week's newsletter. But just look at, during the week, take your newsletters and look through these passages with a mind to hospitality and hostility. Our time to look at them has gone now, but let me just draw it together. Draw the thoughts we've had together to finish up, really. Thank you. Brilliant. That's brilliant. Thanks, Marcia. Thank you, everybody, for your contributions, your discussions, which are probably worth far more than some of the politicians' waffle and the TV and the radio people who have been sometimes talking good sense and sometimes talking at their backsides. We pray for the discernment to tell the difference. But true hospitality, if I ask you what hospitality is, What is hospitality? To give out of nothing. It's one definition. You matter, saying to someone, whoever, you matter, I care, I'll make space. Hospitality is, I would suspect, the creation of a free and friendly space. The creation of free and friendly space. Free and friendly space in which individuals can be welcomed. Individuals, whoever they are, wherever they come from, they can be provided for, they will be protected, and they will be given space to be. Space to do, space to grow, space to question, space to explore, space to cry, space to laugh, space to be however they need to be at that particular time. And true hospitality allows people to be as they are. And that's how Jesus welcomed these people to this wilderness place. And we see such provision in a community experience. You know, as a church, we've been hosts during this summer to a number of groups. Host on the fun day, host to the children during this week. But you know, before hospitality can happen at the community level, it has to take place at the individual level, within our own selves. And this is what Gillian's group picked up with the disciples as opposed to Jesus' outlook to those who'd come in need. Because no group can truly create a truly hospitable climate unless the individuals who make up that group are and have grappled with what is involved in themselves and in themselves have become hospitable people. And by being hospitable people, I don't just mean that you ask people round for a cup of tea. That's one level of hospitality. But there is a far deeper level of hospitality that we really need to grapple with and grasp to be able to fulfill what God is about in the kingdom terms. And grappling with what is involved in being hospitable people is about being aware of our own inner tensions. And being aware of our own selves. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at desert hospitality and we thought about how we needed to grow in self-awareness. And to truly be good hosts, we need to have developed a level of self-awareness of what's inside us. The darkness and the light, the good and the bad, the inner forces. We've read of the destructive forces that are at work in the city. Actually, most of us have destructive forces at times at work within ourselves. We have destructive forces, we have constructive forces. And at times those forces within ourselves, if we're honest, are our intention. They're our intention. What's happened this week is that the restraints that usually stop the destructive forces running amok, they seem to have been released from a whole lot of people at the same time. And so we got a glimpse during the riots. We got a glimpse of how it would be if, for a while, we all gave in to our darker side, which is quite possible for us to do at times. Maybe if I gave in to my darker side, I wouldn't be found looting on the streets. But maybe I would demonstrate unnecessary levels of destructive anger when the pressure is on. Maybe I could be destructively sarcastic in response to inner frustration within me when someone doesn't grasp what I'm trying to say. Maybe I could kill a potentially creative situation or a potentially creative situation or question. I could kill it dead with my response because I'm tired and I don't have the resources to enter into engagement with the person who's asking that question. Those are the levels that I get challenged at. And in some ways, I have to have that challenge within myself. Am I going to be hostile? Or am I going to be hospitable? Am I going to be open in this situation and allow those involved to engage with it and see where it leads? Or am I going to kill it dead by unnecessary destructive anger or sarcasm or any other destructive force, which I have the capability of? We create climates by the way we are, And we can create good climates and hospitable climates. Or we can create hostile climates. And sometimes when you walk into a room, you know where people are, don't you? Sometimes you can feel a hostile climate. If you're visiting someone and they've just had an argument with someone and you see them, you know, don't you? Or sometimes if you walk into a place where something good has really happened and people have been very hospitable, you can feel the goodness. I think that's what happened on Saturday evening of Fun Day, that there was such a hospitable sense around. The constructive forces had been at work and people were just able to engage together in a very creative community situation. We need to become aware of what's inside. And as I become increasingly self-aware of the forces that are at work and which I hold in tension within myself, sometimes a force to do nothing because I want to do my thing, whereas I could choose to go and engage with someone who actually could do with some engagement. I choose and I make my decision. But in becoming aware of these forces and the nature of them in myself, I can at least try to curb my initial response to a situation, which may be a negative one, and I can hold a level of tension in my own mind, in which I do or say nothing, and that time is sufficient to let God's Spirit break into the scene and to break through the negativity, to break through the hostility, thus enabling a more positive response, which enables a more positive climate to be sustained. You see, the forces that it talks of in Psalm 55:12 are the forces within ourselves. And we need to recognise that. And we all need to recognise that. I was thinking this morning, we were given, this week reminded me of the word from Isaiah that we were given by Wale. That word about God making a way. God is making a way and he's going to break the bars of iron and he's going to break through the gates of bronze, something like that. The things that are ungodly, the forces that come against us, those things are not necessarily external, they are internal, and our destructive forces within, the violence, the laziness, the greed, the self-concern, the jealousy, the avarice, the frustration sometimes that overflows. Those things, they stand against what God wants to do. But God is making a way, firstly in our own lives, so that we can, those forces, God can deal with them. God can render them impotent to stand against his purpose for us as individuals. So that we don't mess up, so that we don't blow our relationship, so that we don't create climates of hostility, but we create climates of hospitality. I don't know if that makes sense, but all I will say is it's a struggle. It's a struggle. And I don't think this side of heaven, we're ever going to get to the place where we can say, I've done it. Because I think it's something we have to keep struggling with as we go through life. And as bigger challenges come, and as our capacity increases for what God wants to do, then so do the opposition, and so do the things we come against. We all at times feel overwhelmed, whether by the situations we're in, by the circumstances that surround us, or by inner forces. At times we feel overwhelmed. And at those times we need to hold on to God's word and God's truth, so that we can break through that sense of being overwhelmed and not just want to flee away, not just want to run away, but to stand and make a difference. Because if all God's people run away, it's going to be a whole lot worse. I tell you, if the churches weren't here in Peckham, Peckham could be a war zone. Peckham could be a war zone if it were not for the people of God who are providing salt and light in this society. At times this week, there's been a climate of fear and intimidation, and it's easy to succumb to it. But God has other ideas. And God's concern is to create a free and a friendly space, kingdom space. And for us to facilitate that, because each one of us is involved in that facilitation, we need to be able to look within. We need to recognize and acknowledge our own pain and brokenness. We need to recognize our own inner hostility at times. We need to recognize that we have destructive forces within us. And we need to plead God's Spirit to enable us to hold those things together within so that we can be a kingdom presence, even if it's a struggle. And we can facilitate the creation and sustenance of a kingdom climate of hospitality rather than hostility. A climate where evil is overwhelmed by good, where there's more love than there is hate, where hope triumphs over despair, and where forgiveness reigns, and where the willingness to say sorry when we're wrong is quite key. That's the place to be in these times. That's the place God wants his people to be in these times, engaged in these inner struggles, as well as being experts on some of the outer struggles and what other people need to do with their lives. Let's check inside first. That's the place to be, in that kind of kingdom, hospitality place. If this summer has been anything to go by, that's the way that God is making here. In this community and in Peckham, place of hospitality, creation of a friendly space where people are welcomed. God will make a way. God is making a way. And it's for each of us to be part of that, to know our place in it, to take that place. And during these times when this nonsense is going on about, to be a stability and a haven of peace in a crazy world that feels to be at times at war. Not to be overwhelmed, but to be able to stand in Christ's strength. And I guess the song that we're going to sing now kind of summarizes this. Lord, it says, I come to you. I come to you. Let my heart be changed. Let my heart be renewed. Let my inner struggles be strengthened for to be hospitable and not hostile. Flowing from the grace that I found, not in myself, but in Jesus. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. And how do we grow in that kingdom character? Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle. And I will soar with you. Your Spirit leads me on in the power of your love. As we sing this song together, let's really pray the words. Let's pray them into our lives. Let's pray them into our community. Let's pray them into our nation at this time.
Let us stand. With our hearts, just be still before God. As we not just sing, but just pray this song as well, as Anna said. Before God's throne we come.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring draw me to your side, and as I wait, I rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love. In me, Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
Hold us.
Wants to say or pray or speak. So a few moments of waiting on God. Yes.
Father, help us to recognize in us those gates of bronze,
yes,
those bars of iron,
yes,
that need, that,
yes,
that create so many barriers. Lord God, help us to recognize them and to tear them down.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, so that we will see those treasures that you have for us.
Amen.
In those secret,
yes,
places.
Jesus.
Lord, so that when we meet with one another, when we meet with people who are inhospitable, your love will shine through,
Amen,
us.
Amen.
Dear God, we cannot do it,
yes,
of ourselves,
Lord,
because we have so many things inside of us that,
yeah,
kind of forces you out. But Lord God, we know Your power is stronger than the forces within us.
Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you.
And we ask that you push them out.
Thank you.
And Lord, that your love, your glory be seen, that your light be seen as we talk to each and every person we meet with, in Peckham, in wherever we are today. Let your glory be known, Lord, in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Yes, Lord, thank you.
Yes. Good enough. So we really need to be close to God. And I'm just thinking about that. And see that I was teaching about that.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, this is your word to us that we need to be close to you. Because, Father, without you, we can do even more than what
we have. Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask your mercy on us. And Father, we ask the Lord to help us. Give us your boldness, give us your strength. Father, to go forward in you. Father, Lord, may you remember those who are out there that does not know you, Father, does not know that they can come to you, have peace of mind, enjoy themselves, whatever problem you have. Father, give us your wisdom, Father, in your name.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Look. I need you, oh, I need you.
Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come unto
Yes, Lord.
The politicians, they need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit, we
yes,
need
Lord.
You. My yes, Jesus. God, my Savior, we need
yes, Lord,
you,
Jesus.
Oh, Mother,
Lord Jesus.
Need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The
yes, Jesus.
Need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody
yes, Jesus.
Need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, we need you, Lord.
Lord, we need you today.
We cry out to you, Lord.
Lord, we cry to you, Father God.
We need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
We
Jesus.
Need you, Father. And we repent to Lord Jesus. We repent for our sins.
Yes, Lord.
We repent for the nation's grief, Father. We repent for the human grief, Father. We are sorry, Lord, when we have forgotten to serve you. When we have replaced you with entertainment, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are sorry, my Lord Jesus. We repent, my Savior and my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are sorry, Father. Father, we know not what they do. They know not
yes,
what
Lord.
They do. The children know not what they do. The youth know not what they do. The mothers know not what they do.
Yes,
the government, they know not what they
yes,
do.
Lord.
So we repent for them, Father. We stand
yes,
at the body
Lord.
Of Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Jesus, the blood. Lord. Father, we pray that this would be the turning point, Lord, for the nation. We pray, Lord, that through this there will be a turning point, Father, that the politicians and the human beings will recognize their limitations. And, Lord, they would turn to you. We pray, Father God, that you would enable to come, Lord Jesus. Father, that you would come, Lord Jesus. Use this as a turning point, Father. May people turn back to you, Father God. Father Jesus, we pray, Father, we bring back you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. We stand with them, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord God. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yes, go. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Jesus, your blood. Your blood, Jesus. Your blood. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we take authority. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, overwhelm me with good. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, pour out your spirit fresh. Pour out your spirit, Father, and you bring your revival. Yes, Lord, we do. Jesus, we take it in your name. We claim the power. We claim the power that you give, Lord Jesus. We claim the power that you won for us at Calvary, Lord God. We claim that power that you won at Calvary, Lord God. Lord, your death was not in vain. Your death was not in vain, but you achieved the resurrection, the purpose for which you came. Lord God, Father God, have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Jesus, come. Come afresh, Father. Come among your people. Come among your people, Father God. Come among your people. Come among your people. Father, come among your people, Father. Come among your people, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come by your spirit, Father. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw us to your side. In the power of your love.
So gracious God, our host, our saviour, our guide, our protector, our provider, our convictor, our challenger, our friend. Gracious God, lead us on. Continue, we pray, making a way, even where there seems to be no way. And Father, we thank you for the way that you have made through this week. Thank you, Father, that while their riots have gone on, thank you while there has been a spirit of hostility around many of our communities. Thank you that within your communities, Father, in so many places, there has been hospitality. We thank you, Father, for the children who have come into this place during this week. We thank you that for them it has been a safe place. We thank you for them it has been a place of provision, a place of protection, a place of growth, a place of fun, a place of play, a place of prayer, a place of learning of yourself, a place of enjoyment, a place of fellowship, a place of friendship. And Lord Jesus, as we pray that for here, we recognize that that is magnified throughout our land. That, Lord, in the communities where there's been trouble, it has been your people who have been at the heart of heart of the hospitality that has been created. And for that we bless you. And we pray, Lord, that that would be increased. We pray, Lord, following the prayer that we have heard today, we pray for an increase of your power and your presence in our land. We dare to pray, Lord Jesus, that this week is a turning point. A turning point for the spiritual life of this nation. That, Lord, through the nonsense that we have seen, that the devil has tried to own, through that, Lord Jesus, there would be a turning point. That the devil will have gone a step too far. And God, you will take charge of this. And you will use this for people to know that we have gone too far. And people will turn back to you. People will cry out to you. Lord, we will have people crying out in the churches. We will have people crying out in the community centres. We will have people crying out in the streets. And when people say to us, what can we do? We say we turn to God. We turn to the living God. The living God who wants to build your kingdom. The living God who wants to grow young people. The living God who wants to show our children the joy of childhood. The living God who wants the elderly to live in peace and in harmony. The living God who wants to stop the isolation and bring back community through your kingdom. So, Lord God, use this week as a turning point. Devil, you've gone too far. You will go back to the bottomless pit. You will be stamped underfoot. There will be no room in Jesus' name for you in this place. God, you have your way. Have your way in our lives. Break those bars of bronze. Break down those gates of iron in our communities, in our nations, in our cities. And Lord Jesus, you reign.
Amen.
You take control and you reign in our world. Jesus, have your way. We bless you. We thank you, Jesus. We honor you today. Lord God, you are awesome. You are amazing. Let's lift up our voices in praise to the God who will do this. The God who has vanquished the enemy. God who has overcome the evil. God who has brought life, life in all its fullness. God who has broken the power of death. God who breaks the pain, the sin. Thank you, Jesus. You've done it.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give a clap offering to our God. We can go from this place marching in the light of God. We can go marching in the light of God because his light has overwhelmed the darkness and the darkness has never put it out.
In the light of God, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching, 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 we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, 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 we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God.
We are living.
We are living in the light of God. 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 We are living, living, living. We are living, oh, we are living in the light of God. We are living, living, living. We are living, oh, we are living in the light of God. We are dancing 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 in the light of God. We are dancing, dancing, dancing. We are dancing, oh, we are dancing in the light of God. We are dancing, 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 we are dancing, oh, we are dancing in the light of God.
We are moving.
We are moving in the light of God.
We
said, we are moving, oh, we are moving in a power of war. We are moving, 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 we are moving, oh, we are moving in a power of war. We are dreaming the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. Marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, marching. We are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching. We are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God.
Live it. If you believe it, live it. If you believe every prayer that we have put down before the throne of God this morning, live it. Amen. And let the power of God live through you. Amen. Bring transformation. Amen. To everyone you meet in Peckham. Amen. Let us say the grace of God. The grace of our Lord
Jesus Christ, the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. 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 And the people of God